For nearly 20 years, Richard Westbrock directed the Inland Children's Chorus, an organization sponsored by the Inland Manufacturing Division of the General Motors Corporation, offering the children of Inland employees a course in musical appreciation and training. The children were accepted at the age of 8 and graduated at 16. In the 20 years, more than 2,800 children were associated with this activity. Each year, a recording was made by the concert group and distributed to their family and friends. The recording of the story of Bethlehem, with narration and singing by the Inland Children's Chorus, was recorded by the 1954 group under the direction of Richard Westbrock. Richard Westbrock died on January the 27th, 1955, and this recording was the last made under his direction.
Now it came to pass in those days that there went forth a decree from Caesar Augustus that a census of the whole world should be taken. And all were going, each to his own town, to register. And Joseph, together with Mary, his espoused wife, also went from Galilee, out of the town of Nazareth, into Judea, to the town of David, which is called Bethlehem. Shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of God shone round about them.
Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill.
Glory in the highest.
And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy."
And the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." And they came with haste, and found Mary.
Oh,
Thus came to a weary, heartsick world the first Christmas with its promise. Joy to the world, the first Noel.
Thank you.
The tumult of the great day dies. The stars in their courses soften their song that the newborn babe may rest. The village of Bethlehem, little knowing what had come to it, sinks now to sleep.